When work flies out of control, Harrelson's Own keeps me cool as a cucumber.
Life can be chaotic, but Harrelson's Own CBD helps keep you calm through any storm.
It's just the best you've ever felt in your natural state.
Go to harrelsonzone.com now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Around the world you are. You're coming to me from everywhere in the world, with the exception of China, I think. Even people in Russia have sent me an email. That's incredible. Hey, look, today, Christy Hutcherson on the program. We're going to talk about the border crisis in Texas and Arizona and other border states. I'm going to talk to you about her endeavor to fix the issue. We're going to talk about how this is all purposeful. The administration of Administrator Biden, he is not the president, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let that escape you. We are now engaged in a new endeavor in this program and in this nation. We are going to make it our mission to spread the truth that we need to pursue wisdom. We need to pursue reflection, action, and patience. Wisdom to understand what we see and to discern the truth from all of the sources that we find it. Reflection to reflect on and how to respond to what we see as the state of play in America and around the world. Action. Key among that means getting involved in your local level. Look, we've got to fully engage this year, ladies and gentlemen, in multiple fronts. We are in a war, not only in a political sense, but a spiritual sense. Many, many fronts. We have the border. We have logistics. We have the pipeline and energy. We have inflation rates, which are going to go skyrocketing high. They're going to hit 8% before June. Mark my words. We're also looking at the purposeful destruction of our military, the jab, of course, and the election of 2020. So multiple things. That's only a smattering of them. There's many, many more. In order to fully fix 2020, we have to fully engage in 2022, ladies and gentlemen, in every way possible at our local level and beyond. Christy Hutcherson today on the program is going to describe how one woman called by God, plucked by God out of her former life, now leading the charge, the tip of the spear. She has meetings with President Trump that are going to be scheduled. We have a massive event coming up at the end of this month in McAllen, Texas. We want 5, 10, 15,000 people down there. We're going to be talking all about that and much more. The chaos the Communist Socialist Party is thrusting upon us is purposeful, and we all need to engage at our local level, just as Christy Hutcherson is doing, in order to fix this incredible nightmare that we're in. But the good news is we can fix it. We are fixing it. 2022 has great hope lying ahead of her. And I still think, and I think that you'll agree, we're on the cusp of seeing the greatest rebirth of the divine providence of God in this country and in this world that we've ever seen before, including the time of the founding fathers of America. Ladies and gentlemen, today, Christy Hutcherson and I discuss all of this and much, much more on this edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready? Let's go.
What you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thank you very much for joining us all around the planet. We appreciate you. The border, the latest story coming from Iran, of course, they're threatening now to come on over here and blow stuff up in retaliation for us against the assassination of Soleimani. And we will, you know, if that happens, ladies and gentlemen, our borders are so porous right now, ever since the, ever since Administrator Biden became inducted into the White House there by a theft of an American presidential election. They are so porous, the borders, with no credible vetting of these people at all. Of course, you all know this. This is not new news. And who could possibly doubt, who with any kind of intellectual capital at all, when they look at that situation, how could anyone doubt that Iran and others that hate us wouldn't be sending people across our borders who want to do us harm? So we have, you know, in this war that we're in with the Communist Socialist Movement in America, I've said this to you before, whenever I speak and whenever I'm on this show, about this war, spiritual war, political war. There's many fronts. There's many different fronts to this. We have election integrity. Of course, we have to focus on fixing 2020. And I've said that the only way that we're going to fix 2020 is if we fully engage in 2022 Think about it. Think about it. That's a logical, you can't escape from that comment. If we disengage right now from 2022, we're never going to be able to fix 2020. And we have the border is another front. We have the shipping and logistic issues that are off the coast of the country. We have energy, which is another front. The pipeline, we're no longer energy independent and skyrocketing prices. And we have inflation that, mark my words, inflation will hit 8% before we get to June in this country, ladies and gentlemen. All a product, and you can thank Administrator Biden, Vice Pretender Harris. Now, today I want to focus on the front that's at our border. And I have a very dear friend of mine, Christy Hutcherson, Women Fighting for America, the president, the leader of that group, who is going to be hosting an event in McAllen, Texas, later this month. I'm planning on attending. General Flynn will be in attendance. Mark Morgan, Tom Holman, and many, Ann Vander Steele, and many, many others. So ladies and gentlemen, my dear friend, who has been in the trenches, literally, in the trenches at the border, is Christy Hutcherson. Hi, Christy.
Hey, Doug. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Happy New Year. I know you've had a couple of rough weeks in your personal life. God bless you and your family. God bless you and the work that you're doing at the border. You're at the tip of the spear. You're doing God's work down there. You've been on the show before. I've been at events and I've heard you speak. You've been on the Clay Clark tour. You are doing God's work, my friend. So let's get into this. We've got, you're talking now about three pain points that you think that this country ought to be reflecting on. Let's talk about that.
Well, I love the beginning of your segment because that's going to perfectly roll into one of the first pain points, and that is our border security issue right now. And you know, when you think about the borders, people think it's, national security issues. It is a national security issue, but I want to shift the focus to what it means from the domestic security perspective, because I think that's what we need to focus in on and how the domestic security impacts our communities. Iran is the perfect example. They are, by the way, already over here. They are flying into Venezuela, Doug. I just was actually on the call with some intel from some of my insiders who are over in Central South America. And they are utilizing Venezuela to fly into, and then they blend themselves in with these caravans because they can blend in and look very much like these South Americans coming up. Once they get to the border, all of their passports and all of their documents that they have, they throw them away. They're found in piles upon piles over in Mexico. They get rid of them because they're coached, by the way, by this illegitimate administration. They come over here, they're interviewed by our Border Patrol agents. There's zero way to vet them, including those from these terrorist nations. We don't have the capability to vet them.
Yeah.
And that's what I want the American people to understand. They think we have this highly sophisticated operation where we can vet everybody, and it's a lie, and it's not the truth. They're coming in, they're embedding themselves into our local communities, which I believe they will act out. They mean what they say. And we are going to start seeing, I believe, huge soft targets being hit. We're going to see gun violence go up. That's going to be the narrative, of course, for the left to start seizing our guns or making more legislation under control. This is a huge problem. The other issue, of course, is the cartels. They, as you know, Doug, nobody crosses the border without paying the cartels. And I mean nobody, whether you can afford to pay it or you don't, somewhere or another, they're going to pay the cartels. What that has done, it has doubled, tripled their financial intake, which makes them more powerful. And they have over doubled their territory into the United States of America. How does that translate into domestic security? You just heard that. When they're in your communities, you're going to see bombings probably taking place, school shootings going up, soft target shootings going up, the destabilization of our communities, putting financial stress on all of our systems, whether it's the hospital systems, the school systems, all of those things are going to be used to basically implode our stability and our structures locally.
You are, you're on the radar. You are over the target in more ways than one. You have exposed this. You've got the attention of President Trump. You have the attention of many of his former secretaries and administrators and so forth that were involved in border law, border management, and so forth. It's time that this country and its governors begin to wake up, I think. You know, and Christy, if you know, in the 3 or 4 minutes that we have left here in this first segment, with regards to what you see at the border, I know that the tragedy of child sex trafficking, maybe there's nothing more important or more tragic than that. What do you see down there that where Americans are missing it? Where the mainstream media is missing everything. That was going to be a dumb question, but where are people missing it, and where can we find, you know, other than you, how can we find out, Christy? How can we help you help the border situation?
Well, first of all, we need to engage. And one of the other pain points I want to talk about is the carfentanil and fentanyl. China is the number one importer to the Mexican cartels for all of these synthetics that they need to create fentanyl and carfentanil. Do you know that carfentanil deaths are up over 4,000, just the seizures and coming into our country over 4,500%? That is killing your children and your grandchildren, by the way, in our communities. China, with the cartels. Why is this administration allowing that to happen? I always say follow the money.
They want a full collapse of our society is what I think, Christy.
They absolutely do. The only way to take America down is from within. They always knew that. That's been the plan all along. That's why you see this rise in more of this globalist type thinking and agenda. And we have to push back. Americans need to show up. That I cannot stress that enough. It's not enough to be Twitter warriors and Facebook warriors. The time to physically stand in the street, locking arms. And I'm not talking and calling for riots and violence like the BLM and the Antifa people do. That's not our narrative, or the supposable lie of the insurrection. That's a lie. Yep. But to stand locked arm in arm in unification with the law and the Constitution on our side, with like-minded other individuals, we need you to come and show up. I need you to come to McAllen, Texas, because McAllen is ground zero for everything that's getting ready to be birthed, in my opinion, for 22.
I agree. And we're going to talk a lot about your event in McAllen, Texas. And you're talking about exactly when I say in order to fix 2020, in order to fix anything that we're facing in this nation, Christy, and I want to get your opinion on this. This is what I mean when I say, ladies and gentlemen, we have to engage fully in 2022. We have to engage fully. Does it mean voting? Yes, it means we vote. We don't give up voting. But it's more than that. Engaging in 2022 is much more than simply going to the polls and voting. That's crucial. That's one of the rights that come from God. And we do not, as conservatives, abandon rights that come from God, no matter what kind of adversity or challenge or tragedy we're facing, including the theft of an American presidential election. But it's also getting engaged in what Christy is talking about. The border issue in this country is absolutely at critical mass, DEFCON 5, whatever you want to call it. It is a massive, real life, current day
invasion.
Tragedy. Yeah, go ahead. And am I right? So, but engagement, Christy, that's what we're talking about for 2022.
We need to engage, because when you engage in numbers, it moves pens. And when I say when you engage in numbers, it moves the pen, the power of the pen, which is through our legislative branch and the governors, and that's what makes and stops policies or bad policies or changes bad policies. But they're not going to do that unless they see thousands of people actually show up. Why do you think the left mobilizes Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the Pink Cat ladies, you name it? They show up in the millions, by the way, in Washington, D.C., because they know when they have the power of the people in the streets, that power translates into the power of the pen. And yep. It changes our laws and Amen. Our systems. And that's what we have to do.
You're right. Well, when we come back from the break, Christy, let's talk about the governors, not just Abbott, but the governors of all states really need to be taking action about this and paying close attention to this. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're up against a very short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Christy Hutcherson. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. Happy New Year. This is the time to make resolutions. Let's make it a good one, and let's make it last. Let's don't be a weak snowflake and give up 3 months in or 3 weeks into the new goal. I am down 65 pounds since August 1st. You can do this too. We've got to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to save the Republic from the tyranny of the Communist Socialist Party. Text your name and ask for information to 913-428-0777 and ask how I did this. 913-428-0777 or go to rightsidehealth.us. Look at these before and after pictures. No wonder I want to be on the right side. Look at that. If you were like that and you want to be like this, come on board, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of year. Let's make it count. I know that you will. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, do you want to escape tyranny? I mean, really escape it. Are you in a blue state, or are you in a state that is run and led and managed by commie socialists? Oklahoma may be your answer. Oklahoma is your answer. A thoroughly red state. Every county in that state voted for President Trump. And Shaw Homes is here to help you. Look, the governor. Great guy. The commander of the National Guard of Oklahoma, not going to enforce the jab mandates. ShawHomes.com, ladies and gentlemen. Promo code Doug. ShawHomes.com. S-H-A-W Homes.com. If you use the promo code Doug, they will pay your closing costs and give you up to $11,000 of upgrades on any home. Get out of the tyranny. Move to Oklahoma. Look up ShawHomes.com. Promo code Doug today. Escape the tyranny. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we dispense evidence of the obvious. And that is that, of course, liberals are intellectually immature. We're doing that today with the help of my friend, Christy Hutcherson. Christy, right before the break, we segued and we were talking about your three pain points that you see not only at the border in Texas and all of the work that you've done down there, but in America in general. And number two on that list was the governors of the United States, not just Abbott, Governor Abbott, who's in Texas, but all of the border governors, certainly, but the governors that are not on the border need to be paying attention to this too, because I suspect that you might be talking about clearly the border in Texas and Arizona and other border states are crucial, but you know, the people coming up through the border aren't stopping at border states. They're infiltrating all the way up to Michigan and the northern tier of the country as well.
That is correct, Doug. This is not a border state issue. This is a United States issue. Every single governor, I mean, the Democratic governors, we can pretty much wash our hands of them, right?
Right.
But every red state governor needs to look at their state constitution very closely. And I know that in Texas, for example, Abbott, he's got some constitutional attorneys telling him he doesn't have the authority under the Texas Constitution. And then other constitutional experts are saying, yes, you do. But even if they're butting heads on that, why not go ahead, enforce that, let the court system hammer it out. But at least you said you tried. You tried to do something. But standing back and putting a Band-Aid, this border wall that he's building, with no, all due respect, Abbott, they're putting ladders up over there and mattresses and climbing right over. It's a joke. That is a Band-Aid. That is not going to fix the problem. We need to close down the port of entries. We need to have the National Guard, and we need to also call up a public-private partnership with those individuals who can come alongside the sheriffs and Border Patrol and CB agents, DPS, and help assist in the apprehension, aiding and abetting, the apprehension of these, especially the getaways. I know for myself and my team, we've done a proof of concept in both Arizona and Texas, and it had 100% apprehension rate. So there's other tools in the toolbox that we could be using, but the governors of all of the states, Governor DeSantis, Georgia, Michigan, all of these different governors, they all need to say, we're not going to allow these illegals, this invasion to take place in our states. They need to round them up, put them on buses, the ones that are already there, and ship them out. And if they want to be shipped to Delaware, ship them to Delaware or California, but not keep them in our red states. They are trying. Look at what New York just did. Here's the example. 800,000 illegals are going to be able to vote in local elections. Why does that matter? They're like, oh, it's not the federal elections, the national election. when you change the local outcome and the dynamics, you change ultimately all the way up to the federal space.
You're right.
This is key critical, and they know this, and they're already trying to change language to stop having states have any rights to the voting. It's going to be a federal voting system. And we have got to stop that. And they're also trying to change the census in each one of these red state and red counties.
Christy, I have said that. Thank you for that, because I have said this since day one of Administrator Biden's rules about the border when people are coming across. And you know me, I've always said that since Biden, at least, has been in place, that there are no more Democrats in the elected class in the United States. They're all commie socialists. They're a blend of communism and socialism. And I've been saying since day one of that administration's reign that these people coming across the border are the new electoral base of the Communist Socialist Party. I've said it from day one, and you're absolutely right. That's what, you know, here, it's as if they're saying, here, take this box of ballots, fill them out. Thank you. We'll get you free education. We'll get you free health care. We'll get you a place to live. Drop them off with that guy in the white van over there. And thank you very much. It's exactly what they're doing.
They're being coached, by the way, Doug. We've been over, I've been in Mexico on the Mexican side, and they're actually camps set up through Christian organizations, which we'll get into that another day. But there's camps set up where we have constitutional attorneys by this administration who are over there set up, literally educating, coaching all of these illegals coming up on what to do, what to say, and how to bypass all of our systems. And basically, we are supporting them. The taxpayers are going to be supporting them. And then they're going to change the census and the outcome of how many electoral college votes you get, all of those, to how many representatives you get, how many senators you get. It's going to change the dynamics. And we will never have a voice ever in our system again if we do not stand in 22 now.
Absolutely. Engagement in 2022, local level as national impact. And that's, so they're taking what they've heard is our mutual friend who will be at your event, General Michael Flynn. He has said also from day one, local involvement has national impact. Those are his That's words, correct. And he's absolutely right. And I think the Communist Socialists have taken note of that, and they've been acting on it. Now, I think they've done a better job, quite frankly, the Communist Socialist Party, they've just done a better job getting involved at the local level than our side has since roughly the time of World War II. And so, you know, this whole situation has not, believe it or not, although it seems like it, it hasn't been thrust upon us overnight. And there's no overnight cure to it either. There's no overnight solution. So I really think, Christine, I want to get your thoughts on this. We as conservatives, and I think this will be my theme for when we're speaking in public this year, we need to pray and engage wisdom from God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We need to engage and pray for reflection so that we can reflect on the wisdom that we get. Then we need to take action, obviously, and then finally gift ourselves with the gift of patience. Because look, I understand this theft of the American presidential election. When something's stolen from you, you want it back as soon as possible. But my friends, there's just not going to be a quick fix, unfortunately. Now, Christy and her team are trying to expedite this by getting us to pay attention and to engage. And as she said, you know, move the pin. May our numbers hopefully impress upon the elected class and cause them to take action with their pens to shut this down. Christy, thoughts on all of that?
You're absolutely correct. And what we're trying to do with the We Stand America Take Action Tour is, first of all, to bring all of these organizations together in unity, one voice, one strength together, going across the country to empower and to educate and then to activate individuals. So McAllen is the ground zero. We chose McAllen for a reason, because that is the epicenter and the optics for all things what's going on at the southern border. And it starts there and thrusts out. And then the election integrity is another key piece. And that's why Representative Mark Fincham is on board with this. He is part of the tour, and he is the expert in all things election reform and what we're trying to accomplish in the 26 plus states by June, by the way. And that's why it's key that everybody engage right now and show up at these different tour sites, McAllen being the first one and the first stop. What's different and unique about what we're doing, and I'm asked this all the time, well, we've had all of these tours and people speaking engagements all over the country, and they're great. We need them. But we're asking individuals who are experts in their field and what we call the five different pillars. And one is domestic security, election security, the Constitution, biblical values. And then we're also going to go after the unconstitutional mandates like CRT and schools and all of those things, education. So we're bringing these speakers together to tell you how we got here, but then we're going to give you the solutions on what we can fix in these particular areas. Then we're going to bring a team alongside of you, give you those tools. When you go back to your community, we have what we call the post rapid response team that's going to follow up with every individual who comes to our events, and they're going to come alongside of you. They're going to call you. They're going to engage you with other like-minded organizations who are doing it correctly in your communities. And we're going to give you everything you need as an American citizen, as a responsible American citizen, to take action to change what the course that we're on right now with this communist regime.
Right. Okay. So that's an incredible setup for what I want to talk about next when we come back from the break. You've hit on so many things there. Key among them is the value in these kinds of patriot events. And I'm talking about anywhere from Clay Clark, where you and I have both been on stage together at these events, to this event that you're talking about, and we're going to continue to talk about. People out there are sometimes possessed by the demon of cynicism, and they will say, these events don't make any difference. Stop going. I want to talk about that and more and get into the details about this event that you're going to have in McAllen, because there's a very good chance that President Trump will be there himself. This event that you've organized, Christy, has caught his attention. And so I want to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, with you and Christy Hutcherson when we come back from this break. Stay with us.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, COVID-19 can be prevented and treated. DrStellaMD.com. DrStellaMD, StellaMD.com. You know Dr. Stella Emanuel. She's one of the frontline doctors. She has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all of the vitamins, C, D, E, zinc, and all of that that you need to take. She's got her own line of those kinds of vitamins and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So you want to go to DrStellaMD.com. Sign up and get some of those drugs. Enter the promo code Doug. Promo code Doug gets you discounts, and you want to have some of this on hand. I've got it in my bathroom medicine cabinet on hand just in case. DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Doug, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Cheers. Hey, everybody, let me tell you about Stewart's pain formula right here. This stuff works. I wouldn't steer you wrong. A few weeks ago, I had some surgery, had some bruising, some stiffness, some soreness associated with it. Put a little bit of this on there, and the pain went away immediately. The deep pain from surgery, gone fast. It's not greasy. You can't smell this stuff. Doesn't mess up your clothes. And the bruising healed almost within 4 days. So gone, poof. Stewart's pain formula. Stewart spelled S-T-E-U-A-R-T. Go to StewartLaboratories.com, StewartLaboratories.com, and enter the promo code Doug when you order yourself some of this. Look, if you've got arthritis, tennis elbow, you're a golfer and your joints are out of whack, anywhere you've got pain, rub a little bit of this on there, and Stewart's pain formula will take care of you. I've used it myself. I'm not steering you in the wrong direction. Stewart, S-T-E-U-A-R-T, laboratories.com, promo code Doug. Get yourself some. Cheers.
Love your car, and when you get in an accident, you'd love to get it back as soon as possible and looking like new. We're Jerome's Collision Center, and when you need us, we'll be there for you. Jerome's Collision Center. Find out for yourself.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thank you for watching us all around the world. We appreciate it. Where I enter into your life, to make differences for the better. No, I really do. Truly, that's part of the meaning of life, after all. And I'm doing it today with my friend, Christy Hutcherson. Christy, all right, right before the break, we were talking about your event. President Trump has caught wind of this event, and he knows about it. You're working diligently to get him to attend. So with all of that being said, so walk us through the event, where and when, how we can find you, President Trump and his team, and take your time and tell us the details of the event.
So I'm so excited. McAllen, Texas. It's a small town. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, so to speak, but it's an important city because it's ground zero, like we said before, of everything that's going on at our southern borders. And we need you to show up Friday on the 28th of January this month, in a couple weeks. We are having what's called an ultra. This is a diamond ultra private VIP event for 50 lucky individuals and 30 corporate sponsors who are going to get a personal up close tour of the border with myself, General Flynn, Rear Admiral Chuck Kubik, Mark Morgan, Tom Homan, and a couple other national security experts in their field. So we're going to take you and we're going to show you firsthand what's going on at the border. It'll give you a chance to take photographs, ask questions, and engage. Then we're going to go back to a private location and we're going to have a live band, music, dinner, and another chance for you to interact with all of the speakers who are going to be there that weekend. So that in itself is an unprecedented networking opportunity. On Saturday, it is open to the whole public, and that is from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. at night. And we have chosen domestic national security and election integrity experts, along with a couple educational experts in their fields, to really talk to you about what's at risk, what's been going on, updates, and then we're going to give you, like I said, solutions to the problem and what you need to do to take part in saving the Republic. We're going to end the day on Saturday with a good old-fashioned Texas hoedown and dance. We have a country band. We're going to have fun, Texas barbecue. It's going to be an amazing event. So we're going to have vendors throughout the day, food trucks. You're not going to want to miss it. And as you know, Doug, I'm a military mom, and I'm also from a military family. And based on what is going on with our military and how unjustly they are being treated, I have, in conjunction with Veterans for America First, we have started a new fund. It's called the Warrior Freedom Fund in honor of my son and all of those military men and women who have stood up against this tyranny and said, we're not going to get this unconstitutional jab. And 10% of all proceeds that we bring in are going to go towards this fund to help them get on their feet because they're not getting any kind of benefits when they get out. All law enforcement, first responders, Border Patrol agents, veteran, military, active duty military, they all get in free. All of their children, 16 and under, get in free. And everybody else is $10. So please come and enjoy a day that you are not going to want to miss. It's going to be historical. And I've been told if we can get 5,000 to show up in McAllen, Texas, the big guy himself is probably going to be there. So
45, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's show 45. We need him in McAllen, Texas.
You bet. 5,000 people is all it's going to take.
5,000 people. Come on. I'm hoping 10. We can actually accommodate over 10,000 people. So come on. Sunday, key Sunday. On Sunday at 11:30 a.m., we're going to be tailgating. It's on the website, the location of the tailgating. And then at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we're asking everybody to load up in their cars. And we're going to have the largest car caravan to the border. And we're going to get out of our cars and we're going to make a human border wall and say, not on our watch anymore. And we're going to pray for the nation. We have over 50 pastors. We're trying to get Sean Foyt. Hopefully he'll come and worship. But we have over 50 pastors coming. We want to pray for our nation. We want to pray for our enemies. And we want to lock arms in unity. And then we're going to go back to a very specific location for security. I'm not going to say that right now. Those individuals who come will know this. And all of the speakers who didn't get a chance to speak on Saturday are going to speak on Sunday. And we're going to pray, and then we're going to, of course, going to do an altar call. Because at the end of the day, without Jesus Christ, we don't have a nation or anything else or eternal life. So that is the event. I'm so excited. And we really need everybody to show up to McAllen, Texas. We have room blocks under Women Fighting for America. Call the hotels. There's about 15 hotels in the area. They will fill up fast. Bring your RVs, bring your tents. We've got ranchers who are willing to let you camp out. Let's make this a patriotic Woodstock like the world has never seen.
That's going to be quite a sight. And I know that, Christy, you have been and your team has been contacted not only by most of the major news outlets. You were featured on Fox News. And a lot of these people that work down on the borders have looked to your team to provide them drone footage and so forth of the activity of the illegal crossings and so forth. I can't imagine what a spectacle and what a sight that your drones will be able to capture those days that when we're down there. That will be powerful.
I cannot wait. It's going to be an amazing time, but we can't do it and it can't be powerful if the people don't show up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking you to go to Christy. What's the website, Christy? Where can people find
you? WeStandAmerica.com. WeStandAmerica.com. Or you can go to my website, WFFA.win, and there's a link to go back to that website. But WeStandAmerica.com.
WeStandAmerica.com. We'll have that, Christy, on the screen throughout our interview today. I'll have make sure the producers put that up for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if there were ever any program that you needed to share and watch again and pass along to your friends, this is it. This is one where we need you to show up. We need you to, as Christy said, get in your RVs, bring your tents, bring your camping gear, and let's make this just an outstanding show of patriotism and, you know, primarily Jesus and our love of this republic. Let's make that happen for Christy and the group. WeStandAmerica.com. Christy, a couple of minutes left for us. Just closing thoughts, closing comments from you to the audience.
As you know, Doug, I just love my nation and I love my country. It has given me and my family so much. My family on my mother's side fled Stalin. I'm a Russian Jew on my mom's side. And my family understands what it's like to live under communism. We already are feeling it. You've already seen a taste of it. I'm asking you as fellow Americans, if you love your country and you want to leave something to your future generations of your children and your grandchildren, we don't have any more time. The hourglass has run out. We need you to come and join us. We need you to engage in 22, and we need to save this great country that we have been gifted. And I love you guys. I cannot wait to meet every single one of you. I will shake and I will stay until I literally personally meet every single one. I don't care if it's 10,000 of you. We need you. Your country needs you. It's time.
Ladies and gentlemen, WeStandAmerica.com. Please get out there. Let's get at least 5,000 people. Let's get 10 or 12 or 15 out there to McAllen, Texas at the end of this month. WeStandAmerica.com. Christy is, as I mentioned in the interview here, she's with Clay Clark and the Reawaken America tours. I see her there at every one of these events. I've had the honor of becoming friends with her, and the work that she does touches my heart. This is, you know, this is a movement where God has plucked us all out of what we were formerly doing and has said, I need you here. And many of you in the audience have experienced the same thing. She is going to be flown out of we're going to be in Phoenix later this week at the Clay Clark event in Phoenix, and she's going to be flown out by President Trump's team. And hopefully everything will go according to what we hope will happen, and that she'll get that meeting with him scheduled and that he will show up in McAllen, Texas, January 28th, 29th, and so forth. Look it up. Look up the dates. WeStandAmerica.com. Pray for Christy. Pray for this event. Pray for our nation, as I know you already do. And Christy, again, you know, I mentioned at the beginning, I know that you lost your sister over the holidays and to cancer. And I just want you to know that may this time be a time of grace and healing for you. She's obviously, you know this, she's in a place where we all want to go, and she's going to help us make this a success. God bless you and your family during your time of loss and mourning. I love you. You're a sister in Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, Christy Hutcherson. Christy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me, please. I'll be back with some other thoughts right after this.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hang on just one second. Engaging my superpower here. You remember these, right? Blueblocks.com, made in Australia. And who is not in the mood to support Australia? Okay, look, computer glasses right here. These are the Blueblocks computer glasses that have clear lenses. But the clear lenses have superpowers. They block out the blue light, the rays that come from a computer screen, all of these studio lights that I see up here. If you are in front of a computer screen all day, you need to check this out because eye fatigue, I have it, I had it, I don't anymore because of these beauties. Gets rid of your eye fatigue, the eye stress, and sometimes a headache, whatever. You will be amazed. Blueblocks.com, BLUBLOX/Doug. They also have the Summer Glow Mood Boosting Glasses. Those are the ones with the yellow lenses. Look at those. I think those are pretty cool. That helps with migraines, stress, and anxiety. And who isn't filled with stress and anxiety, given the fact that Administrator Biden and commie socialism around the world seems to be reigning, but it's not. If they could, I'm sure these Blue Blocks glasses would cancel commie socialism. They also have the Sleep Plus, the blue light blocking glasses with the amber lenses. Look, if you have poor sleep, if you're fatigued, if you've got low energy, maybe you travel a lot, you got jet lag, you throw these beauties on, those amber lenses, those ones, you will be better slept. Better slept. That's right. You will be. And experts say you need to become better slept. The solution is simple, my friends. Blueblocks.com/Doug for 15% off. You know, look, they come in non-prescription, prescription. You can get readers, all of the above. They're from Australia. They're powerful. They're working. And I feel better wearing these things. It's like a superpower. Blueblocks.com/Doug. Promo code Doug. 15% off. Get over there today, my friends. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Hey, Doug Billings here. Hydrogen-infused water. I'm going to give you a few seconds. Hydrogen-infused water. The benefits of it are incredible. There's been studies that show efficacy in over 170 disease models, ladies and gentlemen. Everything from swelling, bloating, sleep loss, metabolic rate, pain, you name it. 170 medical studies showing efficacy, relief, and benefits from hydrogen-infused water. Go over to holyhydrogen.com/Doug for $100 off this device. It sits on my counter right here in the studio. It looks like a coffee maker without the coffee, right? It's about that size, small. It's the only place where you can get therapeutic grade hydrogen-infused water and gas at your fingertips. You can drink the water. You can breathe in the gas. holyhydrogen.com/Doug for $100 off. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thank you very much indeed. It's with a great amount of delight, wonder, and excitement that I continue to bring you the most intellectually mature show in all of podcast land, ladies and gentlemen. And tonight, I've done that with the help of my dear friend, Christy Hutcherson. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make no mistake. We have with this debacle at our border, the, I think we really have the makings of a national emergency. Let's rephrase that. It's not the makings of it. It is the actual thing. It has happened. We have a national emergency at the border. It's been that way since Administrator Biden took office. And we, you know, Vice Pretender Harris has, she's the border czar and has not visited the border in any meaningful fashion. And there are no solutions because they don't want there to be any solutions. This has been purposeful since the day it started. And I told Christy during the interview, I've been saying this since day one of the administration of Biden and Harris, that this is purposeful. This is done with intent. And there are two key reasons, among many others, but the two key reasons that they're doing this is because, of course, they want to invite chaos into this republic. The Communist Socialist Party, there is no more Democratic Party in the elected class, ladies and gentlemen. The Communist Socialist Party's patron saint is chaos. So all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is purposeful. How could it be accidental? Evidence of the obvious, again, is sufficient here. How could any of this be deemed with proper analysis and thought and reflection as accidental? It's not. It's purposeful. And I think that when we engage in wisdom, reflection, action, and patience, we see this. We know exactly what it is. It is an attempt by the Communist Socialist Party to bolster their electoral base. We saw the electoral base really on display last summer. The summer of 2020, with regards to the burning of America, the burning of American history, the toppling of statues and so forth. That was the electoral base already here in action. Violent, extreme, un-American, not patriotic, and not members of an American political party. That's just the truth. Now we have them enabling these people coming up through the border with no credible means of vetting at all from any given country. And many of these people want to hurt us. They want to cause catastrophic damage to our homeland. To deny this is to be absolutely closed-minded to the reality of what's happening. To deny that is simply a display of someone's inability to see truth. And to deny that is to open our borders and our homeland to the potential of murder, of rape, destruction, and God knows what else. It is purposeful chaos. Purposeful chaos, ladies and gentlemen, caused by people who have a mindset of social justice. Social justice, Doug, don't you know social? We are trying to get our society to be a just one. And the only way, this is the communist socialist left, by the way, as if I need to tell you that, who would be saying these things. We need to open up our borders for everyone, Doug, because when we open up our borders, we alleviate, if not do away completely with human suffering. Human dignity is increased, Doug. Poverty is reduced. People have more opportunities. We're fulfilling what the founding fathers really intended, on and on and on. And everything that I just said is completely false because, of course, it's being said and put forth by the Communist Socialist Party, the party of lies, the party of anti-America beliefs. Social justice, ladies and gentlemen, it makes me sad to see so many religions out there that will use the term social justice and try to imply that it means open borders, which is really a pathway for open destruction. There is no social justice in their definition of it. In fact, it's the exact opposite. We put the entire group of those law-abiding citizens, those God-fearing men and women in this country at risk when we open the borders to what their definition of social justice is. Social justice equals the destruction of our very way of life. I was once upon a time in the seminary studying to be a Catholic priest, and I, with a great amount of sorrow, have seen some avenues of the Catholic Church take that road, as I've seen with Baptists and evangelists and with evangelicals, with people that are on TV, pastors of major parishes and megachurches, all take and misconstrue this. And it's Lutherans, Baptists, Methodists, name them, whatever one you want to pick. All of them are guilty in some form or fashion of perverting the term social justice into meaning that we should just let everybody in and we should take care of them all. That's absolutely not Christian. It's not Christian to open up a nation to destruction. Clearly, we want to take care of the poor. We also know scripturally based that there will always be poor among us. Jesus himself said it. No matter our efforts, we will never be able to fully eradicate poverty in the world, but yet those who would put forth social justice seem to think that there is a way to eradicate it when there's not. We've spent more money on the poor in this country than any two nations combined in the history of this planet. And yet poverty is still with us. You see, people have the ability, we on the conservative side believe that people, human beings, have the ability, the God-given ability, to become incredibly successful people, entrepreneurs, business people, people that go to work and work hard every day, that are frugal and save their money and put it away and invest it and so forth and so on and so on. It's called capitalism. God inspired the creation of this country. He also inspired the engine that keeps it running, capitalism. And capitalism has lifted more people out of poverty than any two or three religions combined, my friends. And that's just simply the truth. Yet there are some people amongst us who just simply don't have the drive and motivation to do all of that. and they choose not to work. They choose either to go to not work, period. They choose crime. They choose other activities that don't create successful lives. And although we pray for them and we try to lift them out, we try to take care of them as best we can. And I'm all about sequestering some amount of money and support and help for the people that are legitimately unable to care for themselves. But at some point or another, we have to demonstrate that, look, unless you pick yourself up, food stamps are going to come to an end. We're not going to let you use food stamps to buy booze. We're not going to let you sit on the porch every day and collect free money from us drinking Schlitz malt liquor or drinking your vodka sodas or whatever it is you drink, sweet tea, whatever, on the front porch of your house while the rest of us provide the means by which you get the free stimulus checks. We're just not going to put up with that. First of all of those things is a lack of human dignity. The communist socialist agenda doesn't bolster human dignity. It doesn't alleviate it. It doesn't eradicate it. It doesn't even lessen the loss of human dignity. The communist socialist policies in place today under the veil of social justice or open borders or free health care or whatever, or stimulus checks, all of those things and many, many more, all of those things diminish human dignity. They eliminate human dignity. They erode it. God intended us to work in this life and to make our way. Governor Gavin Newsom, of course, of California, now promising free universal health care to illegal immigrants. I mean, chaos, destruction, debt. Watch inflation, ladies and gentlemen. Watch it closely. It's going to hit 8% before we get to June, is my prediction, all because of Administrator Biden and Vice Pretender Harris and the agenda of the Communist Socialist Party. And if you think that that's nothing to worry about, we've had this week Iran's leader of their Revolutionary Guard, Lieutenant General, their leader of the Revolutionary Guard is coming out and saying that for revenge of the assassination of Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, who Trump took out during the last years of his presidency, because of that, Iran has now vowed that there will be damage done and revenge taken on American soil. And who among us can doubt that that wouldn't be possible, given the fact that with no credible vetting at the open border in Texas and Arizona and wherever else, that people are coming in that want to do vast amount of damage to us and to our republic. Be on guard, be vigilant, my friends. If you see anything out of the ordinary, package left on the street, people acting suspiciously, we've got to be able to be alert and keep it that way. Christy Hutcherson is at the border doing her duty, doing what God has called her to do. What are we all doing? How have we answered God's call to get engaged in 2022, rather, so that we can fix 2020? What are we doing to be vigilant? And what are we doing, my friends? I mean, really, I know that you're doing your best. I know that you're going to endeavor to try to continue to do your best. This is real. These dangers that we face are real, and they're cast upon us by the Communist Socialist Party, which is taken the place of the Democratic Party. And ladies and gentlemen, mark this. The Communist Socialist Party in the United States is not an American political party. Believe it. I'll be right back with a few closing remarks right after this. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. And I want to tell you about a doctor in pharmaceutical sciences. A scientist, a biologist, a pharmacist. I'm talking about Dr. Mujan Donaldson. And Dr. Donaldson is the founder of the Hair Regrowth Centers. You can find her at hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Now listen, she's the leading expert in regrowing your own hair. Her formula will stimulate your hair follicles and regrow your hair, folks. You don't have to depend on expensive and painful cosmetic surgery for hair transplants and plugs. Regenerate your own hair. It's fully approved, suited for men and women alike under the supervision of a medical doctor, and she has 100% success rates. Dr. Mujan Donaldson, hairregrowthcentersinc.com, or you can call her at 831-521-6671. Ladies and gentlemen, hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. Happy New Year. This is the time to make resolutions. Let's make it a good one, and let's make it last. Let's don't be a weak snowflake and give up 3 months in or 3 weeks into the new goal. I am down 65 pounds since August 1st. You can do this too. We've got to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to save the Republic from the tyranny of the Communist Socialist Party. Text your name and ask for information to 913-428-0777 and ask how I did this. 913-428-0777 or go to rightsidehealth.us. Look at these before and after pictures. No wonder I want to be on the right side. Look at that. If you were like that and you want to be like this, come on board, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of year. Let's make it count. I know that you will. Cheers.
When work flies out of control, Harrelson's Own keeps me cool as a cucumber.
When the kids turn unholy, Harrelson's Own keeps my patience divine.
Life can be chaotic, but Harrelson's Own CBD helps keep you calm through any storm. Harrelson's Own consistently delivers you full mind and body homeostasis. It's an organic, full-spectrum CBD in a refreshing oil spray. Our nano-emulsified technology makes it completely water-soluble, so your body absorbs it immediately. You'll start to feel it in seconds, not 60 minutes. It just makes everything feel better.
Give your life a boost.
It's just the best you've ever felt in your natural state.
Go to HarrelsonZone.com to order yours now.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain between the two shining seashores in America. All right. Christy Hutcherson at the border. Big problems caused by the Communist Socialist Party in America, which is no longer an American political party. We are endeavoring to be part of a mechanism by which we can educate ourselves, motivate ourselves, inspire ourselves to get back into our local levels, to become engaged in 2022 so that we can fix 2020. Clay Clark, a friend of mine, as you know, is sponsoring the Reawaken America tour. And I want you to go to his website. Ladies and gentlemen, thrivetimeshow.com, T-H-R-I-V-E, Thrive. ThriveTimeShow.com. Find the calendar of events. When the website comes up, you'll see a listing of all of his coming up events. This week, we're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. Arizona, a critical state where the fixing of 2020 really needs to begin and get going. It's already been proven out there that election fraud is now, in fact, fact. We're going to be heading out that way this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Clay Clark, Reawaken America tour, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be on stage with Michael Flynn, Christy Hutcherson. I'll be on stage with Eric Trump and many, many others. Please, my friends, go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you find the event that you want to attend, use the promo code RIGHTSIDE and you'll get further discounts and perks over there. Please. These are important. Don't let the demon of cynicism roost upon you when someone else would dare suggest that these things don't matter. That's a waste of time. BS. They are not a waste of time. They're everything that we need to be doing because we become, as I said, motivated, inspired, educated, invigorated to go back home to our local levels and our local communities to become fully engaged in 2022 so that we can fix 2020 and much, much more. ThriveTimeShow.com, promo code right side, ladies and gentlemen. Find it over there. Also, don't forget, if you are facing and want to have an arsenal of medication on your shelves, Dr. Stella MD, Dr. Dr. Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, M drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com. Get your ivermectin, your hydroxychloroquine, your COVID vitamins, and all of the medications, the therapeutics that you need to ward off COVID. Use the promo code Doug over there at drstellamd.com and get discounts on that. Have it handy. Have it on your shelf. Everybody needs to be doing this. And finally, my friend Mike Lindell, let's please not forget Mike and his company, mypillow.com, promo code Billings. Promo code Billings over there, ladies and gentlemen. Shop mypillow.com. Support Mike and his employees that have been so thoroughly canceled by social media and big tech communication companies. We will endeavor to support these patriots. Finally, my website, ladies and gentlemen, dougbillings.us. Head over there and click the subscription membership tab and support this program. You have a pack of blessings on your back. Don't forget it. Take inventory of those blessings every day. Our republic is not on its deathbed. We're going to be fine. Believe it. Give yourself permission to engage and pursue wisdom, reflection, action, and patience. And I'll meet you in determined prayer, my friends, as we continue with the hard work of determined patriotism. Until we meet again, right here on the right side with Doug Billings. God bless you. Cheers.